Do you hear those loud pinging sounds? Those are the sounds that keep Rod Brewski up all night. Rod Brewski is a farmer that lives in eastern Boulder County on County Line Road. Over the past couple of decades, Boulder County has been hailed as a savior for keeping intensive industrial practices such as hydraulic fracturing and oil and gas extraction outside of county lines. Some, however, consider this glorification to be the mark of greenwashing. It is citizens like Rod Brewski that want you to know that hydraulic fracturing sites may not physically be in Boulder, but the industry is still making its mark. Fracking is happening along the county border, and the industry is currently drilling horizontally into Boulder County, impacting the lives of citizens despite all of the measures that have been taken to keep fracking out.
Welcome to Eastern Boulder County, the extraction colony of Eastern Boulder County. Behind you is only 40,000 active oil and gas wells. Out east here, middle of East County Line Road, is Weld County. I call it Well County because of all the active oil and gas wells. This is another farce that the county commissioners keep saying they're keeping fracking out of Boulder County. Well, in reality, what they're doing up and down here you can just go up and down along the Boulder County line. What they're doing is they're putting these mega facilities in where they are actually horizontally fracking and going several miles into Boulder County. So they should say they're keeping production facilities out of Boulder County, not the fracking.
We met with Micah Parkin from Colorado Rising, the campaign that organized the Safer Setbacks from Fracking ballot initiative 112 that failed to pass on the November ballot. She explained to us how the process of fracking works.
What they do basically is they take water, they mix in a bunch of chemicals that do various things, and sand.
This mixture of water, chemicals, sand, and slicking agents form a toxic sludge that is then pumped into the earth at extremely high pressures, vibrating and fracturing the shale rock, allowing the release of oil and gas, which is pressurized out of the well. Standing on Rod Brewski's property, a couple of these wellheads are visible in the distance. Rod explains that the issues with fracking affecting the properties in his neighborhood are much larger than a couple of wellheads. Rod says that in a mile and a half radius surrounding his property, there are 72 active oil and gas wells, and that there are many proposals for additional wells in the works. If those proposals are passed, well, he will be living right in the middle of the most intensely fracked area in Colorado.
Let's go over and look at a production facility and get your eyes fracked wide open.
We heard the jarring sounds from the extraction equipment in the beginning of the story that keep Rod and his family up at night. But the neighborhood is concerned about more than just noise. People in the area have made tons of complaints about pollution caused by the facilities, and are worried because they believe that the pollution might be affecting the community's health. Rod drove us about a mile and a half up County Line Road to a production facility and showed us just how closely the sites are spaced together.
This production facility right here that I'm showing you, see the other one up on the horizon there?
Mm-hmm.
See how they're just wanting to space those every, you know, what, quarter mile?
Rod has seen earthworks flare photography from the extraction sites along County Line Road, which showed how on active days, volatile plume is emitted from the well stacks that reaches a quarter mile high and a quarter mile wide in all directions. Rod Brewski believes that Boulder County has an obligation to recognize how members of the community might be at risk from the potential effects of oil and gas extraction. He urges county citizens to get involved in the debate about oil and gas production in Colorado. We need to draw attention to the environmental injustices that people on the edge of the county are experiencing and work towards a possible solution that seeks to relieve residents near extraction sites of possible dangers to their well-being.